This first day of autumn is spectacular across eastern New York and western New England, and as the weekend moves in, and it's the first weekend of fall, summer is in no rush to leave the area. In fact, temperatures could push the 90-degree mark on Sunday, and that summer-like heat and humidity will stick around through at least Monday. It's kind of an unusual setup with the warmth now back to our west. It's actually quite warm in the plains. So Iowa, for example, has temperatures in the 90s right now. And that hot and much more humid air will take a ride through the Great Lakes and then come into our area from the west and northwest during the day tomorrow. And it arrives in full force by Sunday. We're still on the edge of Hurricane, or what was Hurricane Jose. Now it's a post-tropical cyclone, which basically means it's not a tropical type system anymore, but it's still a storm that's out over the ocean. The storm is southeast of Cape Cod this afternoon. In our area, it's still a pretty nice day. There are just a couple of clouds mixing with sunshine. Clouds are thicker across eastern New England, where the rain continues and the gusty winds continue as well. For us, a little bit of a breeze at times, especially southeast of Albany, and it may still be on the breezy side tonight. Otherwise, we're looking ahead to a quiet night. Some areas of fog are likely to form as temperatures fall back, mainly into the 50s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see plenty of sunshine. It'll be a warm day with many spots reaching up above 80. The humidity won't be too bad to start off. It'll turn slightly more humid through the day tomorrow, but it will not be oppressive. Now, by Sunday, we are talking about borderline oppressive humidity and temperatures that are going to make a run at 90 degrees. So our feels-like temperatures or the heat index values are likely to reach into the lower, maybe mid-90s on Sunday afternoon, and the heat and humidity will continue on Monday. In the tropics today, we have Hurricane Maria, which is moving away from the Turks and Caicos in southeastern Bahamas. The center of the storm is expected to stay over the water over the next several days, passing east of the Bahamas and Florida Saturday and Sunday, and then somewhere between the Carolinas and Bermuda by Tuesday and Wednesday. What we need to watch is as that storm continues to track to the north, what's going to steer it? There's a couple of players. One is the remnants of what was Jose that will still be out over the ocean. The second will be a cold front that will be sweeping in from the west. And if all the pieces come together the right way, the storm will hook out to sea. But it's too early at this point to say that is definitely the outcome. So all interest along the East Coast will be watching Maria next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and slightly more humid, with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and more humid, with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 54 to 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and slightly more humid, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, with highs around 90. And on Monday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, with highs again around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.